Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
506 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. It is Friday. Yes, we have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Yeah, about 15 minutes from now, I'm calling it 5:20-ish. I'm going to give you a chance to win a family four-pack of tickets for my beloved Richmond Flying Squirrels. The game's going to be on August the 28th. First 1,500 folks through the door, age 15 and older, are going to get T-shirts inspired by the R Braves. The Squirrels are going to be sporting jerseys inspired by the R Braves. And the clock's a-ticking, man. There's only a few more games left to see the Squirrels in action at the Diamond. Now, I know everybody's excited about next season and CarMax Park and the rest of it, but I've had a lot of good times at the Diamond, so I'm a little, just slightly melancholy. Blaine McCormick from the Flying Squirrels is joining us. Blaine, thanks for being here.
Of course. Thank you for having me, Jeff. Hope you're doing well.
I am doing well, but I got to be honest with you, man. I'm a little torn. I love the Squirrels, that's without question, and I'm excited about CarMax Park, but, gosh, I don't know, this whole diamonds are not forever thing, it's starting to take hold for me. How is it with you guys?
It's hitting a little bit, especially knowing that there's only 12 games left at the Diamonds this season. Barring any playoffs, the Flying Squirrels are kind of in that playoff mix as well in the Southwest Division. But, yep. Yeah, like you mentioned, like this is a really cool chapter for Richmond going over to CarMax Park and opening up a new stadium here in our community. But at the same time, you know, this is an iconic venue that a lot of Richmonders have seen, a lot of Richmonders have grown up with. Yeah. And I know I'm not a native of Richmond. I came here in 2021 to work with the Squirrels, but I feel like I've grown into my adult life in this ballpark, and it's a really iconic place to be, and we're wanting to send it out in style.
Absolutely. So only 12 games left. Have you guys come up with one or two things that might make these last 12 games, special?
Well, I would say we have 12 home games, and we have 12 games that'll make it feel special. Yeah. with fantastic promos every week, especially that last week of the regular season in September. We're going to have a lot of promotions that week, from T-shirt giveaways to a commemorative program, and so much, so much more. We've also got a pin collector series that we're going to have that week as well. You can find out all that information on our website, squirrelsbaseball.com/tickets. But yeah, it's going to be amazing.
Squirrelsbaseball.com. And now you're telling me we still have tickets left for these last 12 games. That's crazy to think about that.
We do. I will say, like, I don't want to pressure your listeners, but I'm going to send a note of urgency, because that Sunday, September 14th, the last scheduled regular season home game, that is selling really, really, really fast. So if you're listening, like, please go on squirrelsbaseball.com/tickets in order to get your ticket today, because if you want to be a part of history, I don't want you to lose out on it. So go there, get your tickets as soon as you can, and get your tickets for the rest of that week too, because there's so much going on, even besides Sunday being the last game. We have so many cool things coming up. We have so much promotion going on, and we want to make sure that everybody gets out there and experiences this stadium.
Well, I love the fact that you're acknowledging the Squirrels through the history of the Squirrels, but also talking about the R Braves, and I don't know if I can really even say it out loud and still have dinner with my wife, but those Richmond Yankees that we had, or whatever that team was that was associated with that New York ball club some people like. I mean, you're paying tribute to everything over there.
Yeah, I mean, this being the 40th anniversary of the Diamond, I felt like we needed to because there is so much rich baseball history here. Even before the Richmond Braves came to town, it was the Richmond Virginians, like you mentioned, playing at Parker Field, and then the Braves taking over at Parker Field, and then the Braves opening up the Diamond, too. So it's been really cool for us to have these alternate jerseys on the field that are inspired by those teams. But what really has struck me is the people that have come out to the ballpark and have told me their stories of watching games at Parker Field, watching games at the Diamond when it first opened. So Mike O'Toole was one. He's been phenomenal at gathering a lot of former front office members, some former players, a lot of former fans that had come out to the Diamond a ton in the mid-'80s, early 90s, and the 2000s, and bringing them back for this 40th anniversary of the ballpark. So it's been cool to hear their stories. It's been cool to talk with fellow broadcasters that have come through. Yep. When we were in spring training, we got to talk with Giants legendary broadcaster John Miller because he and Joe Morgan did a game in 1994 during the player strike. So when they came to town, it was the AAA championship. Or I'm sorry, the International League championship, the Governor's Cup.
Right.
If you remember right, the Braves beat the Syracuse Chiefs. Yep. And when we were talking with John, he remembered that game instantly. So it was, one, fascinating and a really a big treat for me just to hear John's memories of this game, but also for our fans, like, being able to hear it from John Miller, a guy who has been known to be on the West Coast with the Giants, but he was part of a historical year in Richmond and a historical year of the Diamond. So that's been the cool and exciting thing for me, and I hope that resonates with the fans because Richmond has such a rich baseball history, and it's going to continue, especially in the next year and beyond.
So tell me what happens, Blaine, to all the stuff at...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Diamond. What do you do with the seats? What do you do with the dirt? I mean, is it getting just paved over to be a parking lot, or are people going to be able to maybe buy the seats? How's that going to work?
So that's a good question. That last game at the Diamond on September 14th, we're actually going to have little bags of dirt that fans can take home with them and take a piece of the Diamond back with them. So you'll get a bag of dirt. Please do not take any seats. Please do not bring wrenches to the ballpark. I've read stories about that before at some old stadiums that it's happened before. Please don't do that. We will have future stuff with that.
Okay. All right. So I will put my toolkit away then and wait for that. What's the difference going to
be? Yeah, I don't think that would fit in the clear bag policy, Jeff.
Well, I got a really big clear bag, and if I could make the argument, hey, I came with this seat. I mean, it wouldn't be the right argument, but no, all right, I'm not going to try it then. What can I expect at CarMax Park when that opens up? What's going to be different about it?
Well, one thing that's going to be totally different is the 360-degree concourse. So right now at the Diamonds, obviously you can't sit in the outfield because of the tall walls and all the sponsorship signs.
Yeah.
And if you really think about it, Parker Field was like that back in the day. Mm-hmm. So in that history of that plot of land, no fan has caught a home run ball during a baseball game, except if it goes through their windshield. This time, you can actually attend a game and catch a home run ball at CarMax Park. With that main entrance, it's going to be in the outfield. You instantly walk in and you see the entire field. You're not seeing the huge staircase that's at the Diamond. It's iconic, but with CarMax Park, you're going to go up just a few steps, seeing the outfield concourse and the veranda, and seeing this totally modern and the new standard in minor league baseball kind of stadium.
Wow. I love that. I mean, I am so, so excited about that. Do you know if the code on the press box is going to be the same at CarMax Park? Because I have it memorized for the Diamond, and I don't like learning new things. I'm a traditionalist.
We haven't discussed that yet. I'm sure there's going to be a code over there, or maybe with the new technology, maybe we'll get some laser eye scanners or something like that.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll figure that out one day.
I love it. Well, Blaine, I want everybody to get out there for these final 12 games. I am absolutely going to figure out one or two or maybe even more than that dates that I'm going to get over there, because I love the Squirrels without question. I love them wherever they're playing, whether it's the Diamond or CarMax Park next season. But I do want to see a game or two still at the Diamond. So how do we go and get those tickets again?
Yeah, squirrelsbaseball.com/tickets is the easiest avenue to go if you're online. You can go on your smartphone, computer, anything like that. We will have our box office open as well during next week's homestand. If you'd rather purchase your tickets in person, go ahead and do that. But if you want the tickets the quickest way possible, squirrelsbaseball.com/tickets.
I love it. Blaine, I appreciate you taking time, my friend, and I'm sure I'll see you over there at the Diamond over the next couple of weeks.
Sounds wonderful. I appreciate it, Jeff. Have fun. Go nuts.
There you go. That's my guy, Blaine McCormick from the Flying Squirrels. Get your tickets now. 12 home games, and then that's it. The Diamond is a wrap. So I would go. Really, don't miss out. And you know what? I want to help you go. So in a couple of minutes, I'm going to give you a chance to win a family four-pack of tickets for the Squirrels in action at the Diamond on August the 28th. All sorts of cool stuff. Stay close. We're going to give you that chance to win just a couple of minutes from now. 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.